This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In the research area at the Roseau County Museum, you'll find a lot of family histories. One of them that I read from last week was written by Wayne T. Melby about his ancestors. Last week I read about Johann Gudmundsson Vatnsdal. Today I'll read Wayne's story about Johann Vatnsdal's father, Johann Gudmundsson. Johann was a farmer in Iceland and immigrated to North Dakota shortly after his son, Johann Vatnsdal, had settled there. Born in Reykjavik, Iceland in 1840, Johann farmed in Iceland, raising sheep and Shetland horses. When the terrible snowstorm of 1888 hit Iceland and they lost their livestock, his family apparently made definite plans to leave Iceland. After his son had settled at Acre, North Dakota, Johann and his wife immigrated from Iceland and joined him in about 1889. Johann and family farmed at Acre for a short time, and in 1900 he and his family moved to Badger, Minnesota. Here he lived with his son and helped him farm. Relatives and neighbors of Johann tell many fascinating anecdotes about him. When he was farming, a stick hit him in the eye, resulting in the loss of sight in that eye. Johann used to herd cattle with his dog, and relatives tell of him using a tongue roll to signal the dog to fetch the cattle. During the U.S. Depression, Johann lost a considerable amount of money in the bank. According to reliable sources, he lost $15,000 in the Badger Bank. Then there's the story about the grandchildren who accidentally fired a rifle through his bed. Grandson Jonas had purchased a new lever-action rifle, and his brother Edward always had a desire to see how the rifle worked. When Jonas and his parents were in the barn milking, Edward inspected the rifle and pulled the trigger. The rifle discharged and penetrated the mattress, made a large hole in the bed frame, and finally lodged in the wall. Edward and his brother stood by in disbelief because Grandpa Gudmundsson had left the bed shortly before the accident. When the other family members returned from their chores, they must have had many words of wisdom for the boys. Johann met and married his wife Una in Iceland. Born June 30, 1834 in Iceland, Una was described as a rather small lady. She and Johann had only two children, twins. Their son's name was Johann, and his twin sister, name unknown, died as an infant. When Una churned butter for the family, she would oftentimes request help from her grandchildren. Jonas Vatnsdal recalled helping Grandma Gudmundsson churn on many occasions. Both Johann and Una became blind when they were older, and the grandchildren recall assisting them during that time. Una died September 16, 1915, and Johann passed away in January of 1925. The biography of Jonas Gislason is brief but interesting. He immigrated from Iceland to Canada, where he lost his first family to the Black Death. In 1834, Jonas was born near Reykjavik, Iceland. He immigrated to Canada and settled at Vineyard, Manitoba. While at Vineyard, the Black Death swept through the community and he lost his entire family in this epidemic. Not much is known about his first marriage. However, he remarried in Acre, North Dakota after he left Canada. Jonas settled at Acre in a large Icelandic community and farmed. In all likelihood, he owned some land and livestock near Acre. After a few years in North Dakota, Jonas and family moved northwest of Badger, Minnesota, settling on the Waldemar Johnson farm. The farm site is located directly east of the present Gustav Vatnsdal building site. Jonas was slim in appearance and had a long white beard. He spoke only the Icelandic language and was very religious. Jonas was also described as a kind, charitable, and thoughtful person. When he visited the neighbors and relatives, he would always bring a gift for them. Usually, he would bring cut-up rhubarb. Jonas and his wife spent many hours knitting various clothing items. Just prior to Christmas, they would take their knitted goods to Badger and sell them. The profits were used to purchase Christmas presents for their grandchildren. Jonas and Gudrun raised two children, Janina and her half-brother, Valdemar. Gudrun became blind when she was older. Both she and Jonas moved in with Johan and Janina during their later years, and they took care of them until they passed away. Gudrun was born in 1840 in Iceland and died in 1921. Jonas became extremely lonesome after Gudrun's death, and he died at the age of 92 in 1926. Both Jonas and Gudrun are buried in the Duxby Cemetery, northwest of Badger. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.